This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Radio Mike. Sorry, I just got caught up in the intro bit there. And this is the inside of my mind. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. If you're a previous listener who's listened to previous episodes, welcome front. If you're a new listener, see what I did there? Back, front. Welcome back, welcome front. Bit of a clever little thing I did. Sometimes I feel like my comedic genius isn't appreciated much on this show, but here we are. Big show today. I'm going to talk about, last week we talked about the best sitcoms of all time. Got a bunch of listener feedback on that, so I'll be talking about that later. As well as talking a little bit about the Rolling Stone Top 500 songs from 2021 that just came out recently, so stay tuned for that. If you're new to the podcast, this is a podcast about me, Radio Mike, a young writer, producer, and comedy person from here in Melbourne, Australia, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life, which is sometimes easier than other times. Currently, I'd say it's pretty easy. It's just not that fun. Again, still in lockdown here. A roadmap has been announced for us to get out of lockdown. But overall, it's feeling pretty samey. You know, we're not really doing much. Not really getting out much, but I'm glad I can still do this podcast and connect with a bunch of people. And thank you very much for listening. As always, I want to start the show by plugging the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. For as little as a dollar a month, you can contribute to this show. Sorry, I'm wearing a hat. If you're watching the video, I'm wearing a hat, and I just don't feel like it's tight enough, and it's annoying me, but I'm going to take it off and just do a live hat tightening on the podcast, so I'll keep talking while I do it. Sorry, guys. As little as a dollar a month, you can sign up to the Patreon. Now it's too tight. Now the hat's too tight. Anyway, I'm just gonna roll on. You can sign up to the Patreon, and you get a bonus podcast between me and producer Pat, who works on the show with me. Most recently, we talked about Pat's Club Penguin addiction, and the next one I'll be talking about my Neopets addiction. As little as a dollar a month, you get those bonuses, plus a bunch of extra little bits and pieces that we will put on there. So thank you very much if you've already subscribed to the Patreon. We got a bunch of new subscribers to the Patreon last week, and I'd really appreciate if you could jump on. As well as that, as we launched last week, the Grilled Influencer Starter Packs are now available at radiomike.com.au/merch. You can get a mic'd Grilled Copycat t-shirt for, I think, $32, and then you can get a burger tote bag for, I think, $25. Head to the website, find out the prices there, and you can get them together in a cheaper pack as well. This week only, if you buy either or any of the items, I'll throw in a couple stickers for free on postage. So I would love for you to support the show financially any way you can. paypal.me/itsradiomike is another avenue if you just want to make a one-off donation. Really makes a huge difference to just being able to pay Pat to do all the fantastic work that Pat does and etc. So yeah, I would really appreciate you guys doing that. Do your 360 on the spot right now. We are Australia's only and the world's only winnable podcast. If you see me in the flesh right now at this point when you're listening to the podcast, you win the podcast. The podcast ends forever and there is a big, big prize. Unlikely that people will bump into me at the moment because of lockdown, but I am out and about in the Kensington area going for runs a lot. And recently was spotted, and I'll talk a bit more about this a little bit later in the pod. But it is possible to win the podcast at the moment, so don't give up, guys. And of course, we start each episode of the podcast with the trivia question of the week. Last week, the trivia question of the week, and you can only answer these by calling the podcast hotline 1-800-438-353. Thank you to all the people answering. And if you get it correct, it's an honesty system. You cannot Google the answer. If you get it correct, you get 1 point, and there is a prize at the end of the year for whoever has the most points. Last week's trivia question was, in the Simpsons movie, released in 2007, at the beginning of the film, an American rock band plays the Greek, an American rock band plays the Simpsons theme. Who is that band? Special shout out this week goes to Radio Liam, I think your name is. Welcome to the Radio Family. First person to send in the correct answer, and Radio Liam said this.
G'day Radio Mike, it's Radio Liam here, calling from Bendigo. We are out of lockdown, getting ready to go snow camping on Wednesday. So
oh, nice.
Pretty cold, but looking forward to it. And the trivia question answer, of course, is Green Day. Iconic scene, especially when they sing, get the violins out. It's good stuff. Yeah, it's Green Day. All the guys, thank you.
Well done, Liam. Thank you so much for calling in. 1-800-438-353. It's a voice call only. Leave a message or attach a voice message to an email. That's fine as well. It is, of course, Green Day. Here's a little sample of that great moment. Yeah, really like that cover as well. Fun fact that I just remembered, my first ever radio show that I did on community radio, which I've talked about at some point on this podcast, maybe the first ever episode, was called The Yellow Family. I did it with T-Money, who is a regular recurring guest on this show. It was a Simpsons-themed radio show where we just talked about The Simpsons and why we liked it so much. I think it was actually really good. And I think it still exists somewhere. Like, you can still podcast it somewhere. So sometimes people message me and tell me they're listening to it, and I probably, like most stuff I did in the past, I cringe at it. But that was the theme song to that radio show, so we used to start the show with that. Okay, trivia question of the week for this week. This might be the hardest one yet, I think. You guys are pretty smart. You often know a lot of the answers to these questions. So here we go. Trivia question of the week. Call in 1-800-438-353. I've been watching this show a little bit in lockdown, just checking it out. It's really good. Here it is. In the TV series The X-Files, the two main characters are known as Agents Mulder and Scully. But what are their first names? Bam. I'll read it again. In the TV series The X-Files, the two main characters are known as Agent Mulder and Agent Scully. But what are their first names? If you know the answer, honesty system, 1-800-438-353, write in. You could win a point like Liam did today. I think it was Liam, I forget again. Or just write in or send in anything on 1-800-438-353, like this anonymous caller did.
It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning and I saw this on TikTok and I just wanted to say this is the most amazing thing ever. Good night.
It's definitely getting around TikTok a lot, so lots and lots of calls are still coming in that are just people sort of laughing and hanging up, which is making it really hard to filter out any of the good calls. Basically, now if the file is less than 4 seconds long, I don't listen to it because I assume there's nothing of quality. Also, a quick shout out to Radio Joshua C. Welcome to the Radio Family. He said, "Hey Mike, just finished season one and loved it. Hopefully we'll catch up very soon. Keep up the great work." Assume he means season one of 20th Century Boy, which, like I mentioned before, makes me cringe a lot. I don't know why, but season one of this podcast just genuinely makes me cringe so much, and I hate myself at it. So I kind of recommend you start at season two, but you're kind of welcome to do whatever you want, I guess. So thank you, Joshua C. I hope you catch up too, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Ring up, answer the trivia question. First things first, I got to tell this story. This was a bit of a shock to the system to start off the weekend last week, because on Friday, and the nights, the days are going longer at the moment here in Melbourne. So, you know, the sun's not really going down till maybe 6:30. So we're getting light until about 5:36, which is nice. It's a nice feeling. And 5:30 p.m. on a Friday, I am in my bedroom watching TV, just chilling, watching a bit of TV, winding down for the week, having a nice time. And suddenly, and I live in a front-facing terrace house, and the two main bedrooms, which myself and my housemate have, are at the front of the house and face the street. And we park our cars on the street. I suddenly hear a rapid knock on my door, like that, and I say yes, and on my bedroom door, by the way, my housemate comes in, and she says to me, "Hey, I think someone's breaking into your car," and immediately I spring up, and I'm like, what? because I know my car is parked literally right outside the door, and I start freaking out, but and I open the front door, unarmed, like just me, myself, and I, and my housemate behind me, and essentially I see what can only be described as an enormous junkie inside my car. He's inside my car. And something comes over me, a side of Mike that I didn't know existed came over me, right? And I feel like if this happened to me 4 years ago, I would have just done nothing. But something came over me, I became this person I didn't know existed, and I just see this guy in the backseat of my car scrummaging through my stuff. And I immediately go, and apologies for the foul language here, but I just shout out across the road, "Hey, get the fuck out of my car." Just came over me. I'm quite a gentle and reserved person. I'm not a macho, macho man, but in this moment, I was not Radio Mike. I became Macho Mike. I see this junkie inside my car and I literally said, "Get the fuck out of my car." You know, like I was in an action movie. I tensed up, right? Put my arms up. My housemate filmed the whole interaction. So there is a video that exists, of this interaction, just maybe 10 seconds worth. Maybe that's a Patreon bonus. If you want to see the video of the guy breaking into my car and me standing on the front of our house, I will post that to the Patreon this week. So sign up for a month. Give us $1 for a month. You get to see the video. I don't care. And this junkie who's in my car, and what I will say is there used to be, in season one of this podcast, the cringy season, there used to be a character on this podcast called Siggy Mike. If you're a long-term listener of the podcast, you will remember Siggy Mike fondly. And he was really a junkie. And this guy was like the living, breathing Siggy Mike. So I say, "Get the fuck out of my car, mate." Sorry again for the hard language. And he looks at me like a bit shocked and he just goes, I did not know this was your car, mate. I didn't know it was your car." And I'm like, "Get the fuck out of my car." He goes, "Oh yeah, I didn't know it was your car. I thought it was my friend's car and he was selling it to me, so that's why I'm in it." And I just go, "Mate, get the fuck out of my car and move on." And I'm so angry and adrenaline is surging through my body. I am so angry at this. But let's be real. At no point am I like, "I'm going to run over to this guy and punch him in the face." I was a strictly no contact. I had a no contact rule. I was just going to yell at him until he went away. We called the police. So I said, "The cops are coming, mate. Get the fuck away from my car. Move on." He's like, "Oh yeah, fucking move on, mate. Yeah. I didn't even know it was your fucking car, right?" And the whole time this is happening, there's a guy, like a courier driver parked behind my car, who's kind of just watching it all happen as well. So he's just sitting there. There's a few people walking past. It's broad daylight, 5:30 PM. And he's just like looking through my car. I'm like, "Mate, get the fuck out." And he's like, "Yeah, all right." And then thankfully, and I am so lazy. Like if I go to work, sometimes I'll just leave my bag and all my podcasting gear if I've been on a freelance job. Thousands of dollars worth of gear, right? I'll just leave it in the car because I can't be bothered bringing it in. Thankfully, because of lockdown, I haven't been going to work. So the car was essentially empty. There was like nothing of value in the car, luckily. But as I was telling him to fuck off, he just grabbed like an umbrella from my side door compartment and an empty bottle of mineral water. So, you know, nothing that I am disappointed that I had to part with. But then he lingered around the street for like another hour. The police never showed up. Disappointing. I bloody pay my taxes. The one time I bloody need the cops to show up, where the fuck are they? If they had come, they could have just arrested him on the spot, to be fair. He was there for like an hour after the crime was committing, harassing other people on the street. He followed a woman down an alleyway, so me and my housemate were watching him to make sure he knew that he was being watched. And he was just like looking into people's houses and stuff, this junkie. It was a pretty scary experience. Again, like I was pretty annoyed the police didn't show up, but I guess no one was in immediate danger. I assume that's why they didn't come. And there was no damage to my car. The shit thing was, like, I left the car unlocked and I feel like an idiot. I never leave the car unlocked. I think the only thing I can think of is I took a bike out of the car. Like I put my bike into the car with the seats down. And I think when I took it out of the boot, maybe I just didn't lock the car. And that was like the one time I forgot to lock the car and he happened to get into it and rummage through it. But I guess I'm just grateful. Like it was a huge shock to the system and it ruined my night. Like I couldn't really sleep. I couldn't do anything. I kept like replaying the whole thing in my mind and it was really distressing me, which like, you know, it's a funny, now I look back on it, it's kind of funny. Everyone was safe. Luckily I didn't lose anything of value. And like, it just sucks. Like whatever led this guy to get to the point where he's doing that sucks for him as well. Like it's a shit scenario all round. But yeah, it really distressed me. So, you know, if that's happened to you, if something like that's happened to you, okay, here's one. Right in for this week. What's your crime story? What crime happened to you? Did the police come? Anyway, I should say, the next day I went to the police station to report it. We had videos and photos of the guy. So I went to the police station. Two police came to inspect the crime scene and everything. So I did. The police didn't come that night. They did do a really great job and were really, I don't know, really helpful once we went to report it. And I accept that perhaps it was a busy night. Perhaps it wasn't, you know, an immediate threat. No one was in danger. He didn't have a knife or anything like that. But yeah, the whole ordeal was really distressing. So let me know your crime story. What happened to you? When did a junkie try and get you? Again, Patreon, if you want to see the video, I will post it on Patreon. It's not very long. Don't expect anything too much, but there's a cheeky... If you want to get on the Patreon for just a month, there you go, $1 or more. So that was a huge kind of, that's the biggest thing that's happened to me this week. A junkie broke into my car. And yeah, I'm just glad sort of everyone's safe and my housemates sort of stood with me on the front porch and were telling him to fuck off and stuff. So yeah, it was a big moment, guys. Last week on the show, feel free to ask any questions about the junkie as well. Send them to me wherever you get in contact with me. Last week on the show, I announced that I was selling my soul, and it was going up on eBay. I put a link to my soul on eBay for people to bid on, but unfortunately, before the podcast even released, but like too late for me to make any changes to the pod, my soul was removed from eBay. eBay would not allow me to sell my soul. And apparently this isn't a very original idea either. Like I am assuming a lot of people inspired by the Simpsons episode where Bart sells his soul that I believe is called Bart Sells His Soul. A lot of people have written so-and-so's soul on a piece of paper and tried to sell it on eBay. So I just wanted to give an update. Your listing was removed under the intangible items policy. We had to remove your listing because it didn't follow our intangible items policy. Intangible items are anything a buyer can't confirm that they've received are not allowed. Intangible items can include, for example, a ghost in a jar, someone's soul, Exhibit A, and spells or haunted items. Everyone who's listened to this podcast for a long time knows I can't say the word haunted, which is apparently haunted, but I just say haunted. Get your haunted house t-shirts at radiomike.com.au/merch. Pick one up while you pick up your grilled shirt. I don't know, whatever. So unfortunately, I will be hanging on to my soul, but I will say that if there's ever like a live show or anything, I'll bring my soul. You can bet on it. Oh, you can bid on it, not bet on it. It's not a bloody footy game. And maybe you can take home my soul. I'd love for it to go to a happy home. If you want to eat it in front of me, I will pay you to do that. So let me know if that's something you're interested in doing. One more kind of topical thing. I'm trying to do a bit more social commentary on the podcast these days. Hilarious political moment this week that transcends nations, three nations involved in this. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it, but I thought this was particularly hilarious, which is that there's something where Australia, the United States, and the UK have signed some agreement to help build nuclear submarines for some reason that I don't know and don't care to find out about, frankly. I don't really care why. But the leaders of those three nations are, of course, Joe Biden, the President of the United States of America, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, and Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia. Note that I remembered three people's names there. That kind of comes into play later in this little rave I'm doing. They were kind of on stage together, in inverted commas, in on a Zoom call kind of thing. And Joe Biden starts to make a speech after Boris Johnson. And, well, here's what Joe Biden said when he was thanking Boris Johnson and, of course, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
There's a lot of people talking about how Joe Biden seems to be senile and just has no idea what's going on. Any American listeners, I know there's a few American listeners, what's the general vibe on Biden, first of all? Because Trump was covered so much. Every day here in Australia was Trump, Trump, Trump on the news. Biden, not really covered at all. Like, no one's really talking about Biden very much here as far, like, especially in, like, mainstream news, right? But this one obviously slipped through the cracks. I'm curious to know what the general consensus on Biden is in the USA. Like, do people actually think he's doing a good job as president? I don't know. But what I love most about Joe Biden in this situation is he has clearly forgotten Scott Morrison's name. All right, we'll just listen to it one more time.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
So it's like, essentially, he forgets the name and he goes, and I also want to thank that fella down under. So he refers to Scott Morrison as that fella down under. And then to really drill in the fact that he doesn't remember his name, he doesn't just stop there, right? Because if he hadn't forgotten, he'd be like, I want to thank that fella down under. Thank you so much, Mr. Morrison. Thank you so much, Prime Minister Morrison. Something like that. But then he doubles down on the I don't know this guy's name factor by saying, I think he says, thank you very much, pal, right? Pal, you know, champ, buddy, mate, pal. Thank you very much, pal. And then he doubles down again. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. It's pathetic. Like, frankly, it's pathetic that he couldn't remember two people's names. But just, like, I'm just imagining him, like, you know, trying to just, perpetually avoid the fact that he doesn't know Scott Morrison's name. Like, thank you very much to that fella down under. Appreciate it, pal. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. You're the best champ. Love your work, buddy. Thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate it, buddy. Great work. Like, you know, just perpetually doing that. And Scott Morrison must have known that he forgot his name. Like, I just think, I thought this was remarkable. And really, last week, I think I talked about Scott Morrison a bit, and I was saying how, as citizens of countries, we just seem to accept that, like, an old white dude is just the fit to be a leader just because he is what he is. And you look at, like, people like Trump and Scott Morrison, and even Biden, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are all these people doing? This guy is the president of the free world. He is the president of, like, one of the most powerful countries in the world, and he couldn't remember two people's names. And then he tried to cover it up by being like, love your work, buddy. Great stuff, mate. Which we all know is what you do when you don't know someone's name. I digress. I'm moving on. Would love to know people's thoughts on Joe Biden. Okay, going to get into sitcom stuff and the Rolling Stone stuff very shortly, but I do want to tell a quick story. Last week, I got grilled for dinner, as you all know, and you can get your grilled merch, radiomike.com.au/merch. Pick it up, please. Again, radiomike.com.au/merch. While you're there, patreon.com/radiomike. Sign up. But if you want to see all of my content, radiomike.com.au, it's all there. So I would love for you to actually check out my website. That being said, I got grilled last week. I was standing there getting takeaway grilled, and I was standing on a busy street waiting to get my takeaway grilled. And what happened was, you know, I've come around on grilled. People think that I accepted payment from grilled, but I haven't, but I have come around on grilled. I think their food is okay. Just okay. I'm the unofficial ambassador. I don't have to say that their food is amazing. I just think their food is okay. Once in a while, I'll have Grilled. I actually was given a free burger from Grilled for my work. They still owe me $85, which I'm still working out, and that's going as credit to a winner of the... Anyway, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know what's happening. If you're new, go back maybe 5 episodes and binge them. I don't know. So I didn't use my free burger, but I was waiting for them to call out my name and be like, order for Mike. And what I ordered was the HFC smoky chicken burger with zucchini chips. Still loving those zucchini chips. Grilled. Love the zucchini chips. The rosemary chips, get them off the menu. Default at the zucchini because those things are chef's kiss. Amazing. Thank you, Grilled. As I was waiting in line, and you know, I've had a tumultuous past with Grilled. It's probably not a good look for me to be just waiting for it when I've criticized it so much because not everyone knows that I've come round on it. A guy comes up to me. I believe his name was Radio Flynn. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Flynn. He says, Mike. Radio Mike. I say, yes. He goes, what are you doing at Grilled? I said, look, I said to him, look, I'm their unofficial ambassador. I'm just trying them out. I'm trying out some of their burgers as an unofficial ambassador. He goes, yeah, all right. It's just weird seeing you here. He also said he, on my other podcast, which is currently on hiatus, Harry Potter and the Boys, I start the show now with Hello Hamoras. And Flynn was the one that came up with that. So thank you, Flynn, for that. He was the one that originally came up with that. Straight after Flynn, Radio Chris... Welcome to the Radio Family. He comes up to me and says, Mike, I just walked past you, was about to say the same thing as this guy. What are you doing at Grilled? I said, I'm sorry. I'm their unofficial ambassador. I've got to try out their stuff. I've got to make it look like I'm doing work for them. Now, Grilled, I did enjoy the HFC burger and, of course, the zucchini chips. But, you know, Radio Chris and Radio Flynn, Chris and Flynn were really, really shocked to see me waiting outside a Grilled. And you know, I want to clear up. I'm not on team Grilled, but I'm on team if I feel like it, I'll get Grilled. I would never be like, guys, let's get Grilled. But I'm like, oh, I could get Grilled tonight. That might be nice. So yeah. But if you do see me in person, by the way, do what those guys do. I love when people come up to me. It was actually really cool to have two people in the space of like 2 minutes come up to me. That's never really happened before. It was happening a bit during the comedy festival and stuff when people saw me, but yeah, I really appreciate that. So thank you so much to those guys. Okay. Last week I talked and asked you guys to talk, to send in your favorite sitcoms. I actually did a poll on my Instagram story, my wider Instagram story, of a bunch of different shows that I pitted against each other. And over 1,000 votes, for each of these polls, which was really cool. Or like around about 1,000 for each, maybe 950. I don't know. Anyway, some really shocking results here. In fact, I will say that many of the shows that I prefer lost out, and there is one huge upset that I will wait to the end. First poll was How I Met Your Mother versus Friends. How I Met Your Mother is sort of the 2000s answer to Friends for the 90s, right? And wasn't too surprised by this, but 429 people prefer How I Met Your Mother to 469 for Friends. So it's 48% HIMYM, 52% Friends. Not really that surprising to me at all. I think Friends is the legacy show. It's been around longer. More people like it, but a 4% difference, pretty good for How I Met Your Mother. Scrubs versus Modern Family, very similar result. 460 people said Scrubs, which I personally have never watched. 497 people said Modern Family. So 48% to Scrubs, 52% Modern Family. Pretty even again, suggesting both shows on a similar playing field. Probably the biggest but most obvious upset, which is disappointing to me because I think if you listen to this show, you know how much I love Everybody Loves Raymond. Well, everybody does, but I love him more. Parks and Recreation versus Everybody Loves Raymond. 671 people said Parks and Rec to 293 Everybody Loves Raymond, a 70-30 split, respectively. And then I forgot to talk about this, but New Girl versus Malcolm in the Middle. I quickly just want to say that I've watched the pilot episode of New Girl, thought it was pretty trash. Apparently it's very good. Malcolm, I Can't Believe I Forgot, definitely up there with one of my favorite shows of all times. Love Malcolm speaking to the audience through the fourth wall. Love the more family focus. It didn't have a laugh track. It was inspired by The Simpsons. And I love the family dynamic and how the boys grew up as the show went on. And the parents are just great. One of my favorite moments here.
You're both getting jobs.
What?
I was thinking, there's a lot of germs flying.
Yeah, mom has a stupid idea about working.
That's enough. You boys heard your mother. We have always said you have to concentrate on your schoolwork before wasting your time on dead-end jobs. You have got your whole life to work and only one chance to learn.
I told them to get jobs, Hal.
The value of hard work. Money doesn't grow on trees. The sooner you two kids have jobs, the better.
And I think as an ensemble cast, like Hal, Bryan Cranston as Hal went on to do amazing things. And I think he was really typecast as Hal in this role. But, you know, he's an incredibly ranged actor and he's really great in this. But, you know, Frankie Muniz, breakout star as Malcolm, I thought he's incredible throughout this whole series. It's very funny. It's very well written. And as well as that, Reese, Dewey, like all the characters are great. I don't really like Francis, who is the brother at the boarding school, who is sort of separate to the main family. But I think also Malcolm is a good modern family sitcom. Like it sort of introduced the dysfunctional family aspect that we saw in like The Simpsons into a live action. And then Modern Family, the actual show, really nails that on the head a lot. And I feel like there may have been some influence there as well. But New Girl, 398 people to Malcolm, which was 528, 43 to 57. I think the rightful split, to be honest. And then the biggest upset that shocked me to my very core was Seinfeld versus the US Office. I've never seen The Office. Everyone tells me I should watch it. I just haven't gotten around to it. Maybe now I have to because this is bamboozling to me. 375 people said Seinfeld to 621 The Office, 38% to 62%, stunned me, shocked me to my core. I posted about this upset because I would have thought Seinfeld, I guess they're both really acclaimed shows, but Seinfeld certainly has this position as being like that essential pinnacle sitcom. But maybe if I watch, I think also, well, here's what a few people thought about this. Radio Luke's Dumb Photos. This is deplorable, but I guess your audience skews younger, which I do think my audience does tend to be younger and maybe not as in touch with like 90s stuff, but I don't know. Radio Scooter. The US Office is huge with our generation and any younger where I think Seinfeld would win with the generation above us. These are my two favorite shows of all time, which most people did say that this was a really hard poll because they are probably apparently the two funniest shows. Radio DJ Marky Mark, welcome to the RF. I think it's the generation your audience is. Like growing up, I watched How I Met Your Mother, The Office, Parks and Recreation. Seinfeld was Finnish, and the episodes I watched, I didn't get in my teens. Whereas The Office was just the current show, and I grew up with that. I reckon lots of us have just never given Seinfeld the time because it was old, just like we haven't watched Cheers. I don't know, just my theory. Really agree with that. Like, I've never watched Cheers or Happy Days or Frasier, even though they're like acclaimed shows. I've just never gotten into them. Probably will never watch them. Nothing against them, but I kind of agree with that. Radio Nick Lanau. It's a well-known fact that The Office is the best show of all time. I was very disappointed when you didn't mention it in your video. Radio Surge. Very surprised, but I guess The Office is a newer show, so the people that follow you would have seen it over Seinfeld. That's my hypothesis. And just some casual love for Scrubs while we're here. From Radio Gabrielle, Scrubs is the GOAT show and you can't change my mind. And Radio Begadosi, Scrubs is wholesome and has made me genuinely cry more than once. I have also never watched more than a single episode of Modern Family. Can't stand shows that pretend to be followed by a film crew, which is kind of like the mockumentary genre coming in there. I've watched a bit of Scrubs and I definitely think it's funny, just never got into the show. One of my friends is super into Scrubs. A few people said Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I've never watched either. Radio Casey said How I Met Your Mother fucked the ending. I have talked extensively about why the ending to How I Met Your Mother is one of the most apt endings of all time in any TV series. I probably won't have time to talk about that today, but if you want to hear my thoughts again, I will talk about it next week. Hamish Ferg, welcome to the radio family. He said, I just saw your post saying Seinfeld is your favorite sitcom of all time. If you haven't watched Seinfeld, by the way, I encourage you to watch a bunch of episodes because it is really, really funny. I would love to hear your thoughts on Curb Your Enthusiasm if you've seen it. It's by Larry David, who was the creator of Seinfeld, and I actually prefer it. I have seen Curb. I've seen all of Curb except for they did two new seasons, and I just started watching them on the weekend. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think Curb is... I love Larry David. And if you don't know, Larry David was the person, the real person who wrote and co-created Seinfeld. And George Costanza from Seinfeld is based on Larry David. So George was based on Larry, and a lot of things that happened to George happened to Larry David in real life. And Curb Your Enthusiasm is like a semi-fictionalized Larry David going about his life, picking apart minuscule etiquette things in real life that annoy him, and very George Costanza-like. It's a bit different to Seinfeld. It's not like a multicam sitcom with a laugh track. It's a bit more open. Here's a great moment. In one of the seasons of Curb, it might be season 6 or 7, the storyline is that Larry David is writing a Seinfeld reunion episode. So Jerry's in it, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in it, and like they're all talking about how what the Seinfeld reunion should be. It's like a season-long arc, and Jason Alexander, who plays George in Seinfeld, is having like creative differences with Larry, doesn't want to work with him anymore, and walks off the set. And then Larry suggests that he play George because George is based on him anyway, and here's what happens. Great moment.
I will play George Costanza. I can do it. I know I can. Right. I wrote it. The character's based on me. There were two Darrens.
Yeah.
On Bewitched.
Nobody liked that second Darren. I didn't care for the second Darren.
But you bought it.
Oh, my God.
Do you understand what this is? This iconic television here. That's an icon. He's an icon. She's an icon. He was an icon. Icon. No con. There's no John, Paul, George, and Larry. It's not what they want.
I think that is my favorite season of the show just because, you know, Jerry's in it a lot and Jason Alexander's in it a lot and they're playing themselves in this fictionalized feud. It's really funny. I highly recommend you check out Curb, especially if you like Seinfeld and especially if you sort of buy into like a nihilist existentialist view of the world. Yeah, I think it's really, really good. Speaking of these TV shows though, and just before we get into the Rolling Stone, I want to do another thing this week. And the thing that I want to do, and it's not just sitcoms, what I want to do is, what is the best TV show theme of all time, right? And there are some classics, right? We all know the classics. I genuinely think the Seinfeld theme is definitely up there. Absolute classic, really fits like the, you know, stand-up comedy scene of New York in the 90s. That slap bass is really iconic. How I Met Your Mother, also a very good theme. I think a good theme song really complements what the show is, right? And I think that's like, you know, laid back and fun vibes of living in New York in your late 20s, early 30s. I really like that one. Friends, of course, is it good? Yes, it's iconic. Is it a little bit wanky? Definitely. You know, it's a bit more like, yeah, like we're all friends. Yeah, I guess that's the title of the show, so it makes sense. Malcolm, the theme to Malcolm, I also think suits the show so much. It's like anti-authority, standing up to the parents who boss us around all the time. And what I like, I love the, whatever it is, like the keys in the background that go so underrated in that actual song, which is by They Might Be Giants. It's called Boss of Me. But it's like, you're not the boss of me now. And the keys underneath go, listen to it. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me. Love that. I think that's a great song. The titles to that show are amazing. Modern Family, which we've talked about, and I think suits really well. Great bass line. Really catchy, really suits the tone of the show. Scrubs, another great one. Like, they're all really, they all really suit. Scrubs, I think, suits the hospital format really well. I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. Really like Scrubs. I'm no Superman. Love that. Okay, guys, like, I'm sorry, if you've listened to this show for a really long time, you know for a fact that I actually just think the next TV theme song is the best song ever written, and it is the theme song to Everybody Loves Raymond. I think this is the best song ever written. It's so good. And then the theme to Curb Your Enthusiasm is also really good. It's become like a meme in pop culture now where like something funny happens. For example, that Scott Morrison moment, the Joe Biden moment where he's like, I also want to thank that fella down under. And then in Curb, like what would happen is the theme would start playing at that awkward moment. And it would sort of, it'd kind of zoom up on Scott Morrison's face, like responding to him forgetting his name. Curb theme is amazing as well. So this week, what I want, it doesn't have to be a sitcom. It can be a drama, a kid's show, whatever you want it to be. What is the best TV theme song of all time? I think my favorite is Everybody Loves Raymond, but you know, I'm keen to know what yours are as well. I'm sure I'll have a think as well of some other ones and like some kids' shows and classics. So I want everyone, if you've never written into the show before, this is your window to write in. Instagram, radio.mike, radiomikepod@gmail.com, radiomike.com.au/contact, or wherever you get in touch. Comment on the YouTube if you're watching the video version. Okay, just wanted to finish this week's set by talking very briefly about the Rolling Stone Top 500 songs. They've updated it for 2021. Really interesting list, and I think, you know, it's always going to be contentious. They've talked to like heaps of music professionals and journalists and etc. about what they are, and you're never going to please anyone, but I am just curious to talk about it a bit. The top five, you know, we're not going to go through all 500, but the top five are, and keen to know people's thoughts on this as well, so please write in if you have any thoughts. Top five, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, classic. Is it one of the best songs of all time? I don't know. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come, which I'm gonna say I don't know what that song is. Sorry, Sam. Public Enemy, Fight the Power. And then Aretha Franklin, Respect, is, according to Rolling Stone at the moment, is the greatest song of all time. Really interesting. Not gonna debate what the greatest song of all time is. It's different for everyone, right? Of those five, absolutely, to me, of those top five, the like, if we're talking culture and iconic songs, well-composed songs, well-performed songs, and just incredible songs, to me, it's got to be this one at number one, for me personally, of those five. Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, I think is surely just like the classic rock and roll song, right? That song transcends generations. I think it's an amazing song. It's so beautifully performed. It's so simple yet complex, like melodically. I really like it. A few other things for me. One thing I noticed that kind of shocked me a fair bit on the list is that Eminem did not have any songs in the top 500. I would have thought that being the figure he was in hip hop over the last 25 years, he probably should have had at least one song. He's been pretty influential and his music was pretty good. Like if not Lose Yourself, then surely either Without Me or even something like Cleaning Out My Closet. Like those are pretty good storytelling songs. Even Stan, which, you know, maybe by today's standards doesn't really fly, but did think it was interesting. I didn't see any Eminem songs. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Green Day At number 150 had Basket Case. Interesting choice. Like, Basket Case is a great song from the 90s era of Green Day, definitely their most prolific era, but they definitely came back in the mid-2000s with American Idiot, and I kind of would have thought if there was one Green Day song on this list, I wouldn't have thought it would be Basket Case. To me, it probably should have been maybe either Holiday, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, or Jesus of Suburbia, which is an iconic, epic rock song. I don't know, I just think Jesus Suburbia, if you know the song, if you know, like, the story of that album and what that song kind of stands for, I don't know, I'm kind of surprised about Basket Case, but I am glad to see that Green Day got in. They're one of my favourite bands of all time. Weezer, another one of my favourite bands, got in with Buddy Holly. Definitely not my favorite Weezer song, but it does seem to be like the most iconic song from their first album. So I guess I'm glad that they got a song on there. I probably would have chosen My Name is Jonas if I had to choose any. Other highlights in there, Mr. Brightside obviously was in there. Hey Ya was number 10, which I thought was really cool. I think that's a great iconic song. One of my favorite songs of all time that would definitely be in my top 10 was All My Friends by LCD Sound System. If you haven't heard this song, listen to it right now. It is one of the best songs in the world ever. And of course, at number 455, so, you know, in the top 500 still, was a song called Cosmic Dancer by T-Rex. I love the band T-Rex. In fact, the song, the podcast title 20th Century Boy is named after a song by T-Rex called 20th Century Boy. And Cosmic Dancer is from an album called Electric Warrior from the 70s. Not a bad track on that album. If you want to listen to a really chill, vibed out 70s glam rock album, after this podcast, put on Electric Warrior by T-Rex and just, like, vibe it. It is such a good album. Other songs that come to mind that I think should have been in the top 10, they are all in this list. None of them are in the top 10. But Yesterday by the Beatles is surely one of the most beautiful songs written of all time. The simplicity of it is amazing. Stand By Me by Marvin Gaye. Incredible song, beautiful as well. Let It Be by the Beatles, I think, could have been in the top 10. And Bohemian Rhapsody as well is surely one of the most lasting, iconic, you know, epic songs of all time. Like, you're a kid today and you know the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, that song came out, I think, in the 70s, I think. So, like, it's amazing that people still know all the words to it today. And of course, obviously, no Blink-182 songs, my favourite band of all time. Didn't expect there to be a Blink-182 song in this list. That being said, if anyone does care about my thoughts on this, I would say if there was one Blink-182 song that fit, because I know Blink-182 cops a lot of like, oh, they're just like a shit pop punk band, whatever. I genuinely do think that, damn it. But everybody's gone. I genuinely think Damn It is probably one of the best breakup songs of all time. It's a pop punk anthem, and I genuinely think it could be in the top 500 songs of all time. Like, that song was really impactful. It was really successful, and it was pretty big. Still is to this day in the pop punk community considered one of the best. But if not Damn It, I would say that the other Blink song that I think would stand a chance in there is I Miss You. And the reason I say I Miss You is because I think it revolutionized the genre. I think it is musically so complex and unexpected. The use of strings, the double bass, the jilting vocal differences between the two lead singers, I think, is really remarkable. And I actually think that sort of hip-hop-inspired drum loop that Travis Barker does is incredible as well. So I would say that that song, you know, that's up there, and that's a pretty phenomenal song, in my opinion. But I know I'm a bit biased. So yeah, I'd love to know your thoughts on, like, what would you say is just the best song ever written? Or at least in that case, what would you say should have been number one? Maybe it's not your favorite, but like what, because I think maybe if I had to say, yeah, number one should be this, I'd say Like a Rolling Stone, Yesterday, and maybe Bohemian Rhapsody. I think those are three, like, undeniably iconic songs. But I'd love to know what you think on that as well. We are just about done here, so let's finish up the episode by doing this. The plug. I want to do a quick plug for a podcast I was a guest on this week. In the description to this podcast, there is a Spotify playlist that is just me guesting on other people's podcasts. So if you want to hear more of me on other people's shows, check that out. This podcast was called 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die. Each week, a guest brings in a song that makes them want to die, and we unpack it and laugh about it. Well, they unpack it and laugh about it. I was the guest, and the song I chose was Year 3000 by Busted. He said I've been to the year. If you haven't heard it, it's an amazing song. I actually love the song, but I think it's one of the cringiest songs ever. I want to do a cover of it at some point. I might try and find a little grab that works to tease that, and hopefully you go and listen to that, because I thought it was really fun catching up with those guys. So please check out their pod.
First verse. One day when I came home at lunchtime,
bookmark that
I
one.
I heard a funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rowdy boys.
The song starts like a seven-year-old writing a story in grade one writing
in
class,
crayon.
Right? Yeah. One day when I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise. And then this is what I love about the next lyric. So he went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rowdy boys. Now, this is the thing. At no point in the song, at any other point, do we learn who are the rowdy boys? Why is he worried about the rowdy boys being in his backyard? Are the rowdy boys a notorious gang in his city? Are they a group of bullies from his school? Like, who are the rowdy boys? And are expected to know who they are?
I reckon it's one of those things that I'm sure everyone's got this story where, like, you've got that neighbor that's just fucking always making some noise.
Yeah.
The rowdy boys.
Fucking rowdy boys.
The song makes it sound like we're supposed to know the rowdy boys. Like,
there's meant to be a backstory.
As well as that, Harry Potter and the Boys still on hiatus. Thank you so much for your patience on that. You know, everything's going to be back to normal soon. This podcast will continue coming out. Patreon.com/RadioMike. Get yourself a grilled shirt or tote bag at RadioMike.com.au/merch. And as well as that, I would love for you to go to my YouTube channel. Full video versions of this podcast go up there, and I'd love for you to check those out and watch the video. Maybe you enjoy watching me talk and moving my hands around. I'm doing a crazy dance right now. Wow! That's pretty much all I want to plug for the moment. So I appreciate you listening very much, and I hope you're doing well, all things considered. All those avenues are there if you have the capacity to support the show in any way. Every dollar really, really helps me to continue doing this. It seems like lots and lots of new people are joining the show, listening back to the show. So I'm like, guys, hold up. I just think I'm just so enamored by, I don't say this much, but I'm so enamored by where this podcast was or what it was in 2019 when I started it. Or 2018, was it 20? I don't even know when I started it now. 2019, I think it was, to what it is now. And I'm eternally grateful. And, you know, I really would like to, maybe when things open up, like, do some kind of live show or do some kind of thing that people can come and see, and I can come and meet people, and that'd be awesome. So yeah, thank you for listening. If you see me in the flesh, come and say hi. My name's been Radio Mike, and this has been The Inside of My Mind. Catch you later. Video video exclusive thing happening right now. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.